This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Now, new research shows that LGBTQIA plus young Australians are leading the way when it comes to seeking professional support for their mental health. And the research was conducted by Headspace, and we're joined by Grace Scholl from Headspace Youth Mental Health Foundation. Grace, welcome to Drive.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Grace, before we talk about the research, you were in Mardi Gras this weekend in the parade itself. What was it like?
Oh my God, it was my very first parade, very first Mardi Gras. I have never felt like such a part of a community. It was just crazy. I'm from a rural area originally, and just see so many amazing, proud queer people in a public space was like, what? We're allowed to do that? It was amazing.
Oh, fantastic.
Did you meet anyone that you thought, wow, what a magical meeting?
Lots of my mates were there, which was just awesome. Mates who, you know, I work with online who I very rarely get to see in person. And so to be at Mardi Gras with them was very special.
Awesome.
Oh, what a lovely experience. Now, Grace, let's talk about the National Youth Mental Health Survey. Tell us about it and what it found.
So we found that young queer people are actually seeking support more than their cisgender hetero peers, which was really exciting to see. Quite surprising, but also not surprising for me as a young queer person who sought support at Headspace. For me, seeking support at Headspace, it was the little things like the pride flag at the door and the pronoun pins. It's those little things, I think, to young people that signal this is a safe space to be yourself. So it's not surprising to see that they are seeking more support, but it also says that maybe we need to do more to support families of queer people and to try and help change some of the conversations with young queer people and their families.
Grace, why do you think that young queer people are more likely to seek help than not queer young people?
Oh, I guess that's a mixed bag of research, and I think we need more research on that. I think young queer people, and I'm biased naturally because I'm one of them, have an incredible amount of self-insight into knowing, what's happening in the world around them, seeing what's on the news and going, I need to talk about what's happening in my life. But I think it also says something about the fact that they might not have the same support that their cisgender hetero peers do in terms of friendship and family support.
We're chatting with Headspace Youth Mental Health Foundation's Grace Scholl about some new research showing that LGBTQIA plus young people are most likely to seek mental health support. Grace, let's talk a little bit about Headspace. Tell us what Headspace does and what's its role with LGBTQIA plus young people.
So Headspace provides mental health support to young people aged 12 to 25. And so it's not just psychologists, psychiatrists, counsellors. We also have occupational therapists and GPs and provide sexual health support as well. So it's a really awesome place to just get all-round wellbeing support. So in terms of supporting young LGBT people, we know that they have a higher rate of feeling unwell than their cisgender hetero peers. And so we need to be a visible part of the community, which is why we marched the other night, showing that, hey, this is a safe space if you need support. In fact, I only did some training the other day with recently graduated psychs and counsellors on how they can support diverse young people in terms of the little things, like I said, having a pronoun pin, having the rainbow lanyard. It's those little things, at least for me, coming from a rural area originally, that signal this is someone who's safe, who's not going to judge me for who I am.
Grace, can you tell us a little bit about the Outspoken initiative from Headspace?
Yes, so Outspoken is a content series that we recently put out, which I'm so excited about. I got to film it with three of my best friends.
Fantastic.
Who we just happened to have the
friendship
same
that's happening at Headspace for you, Grace. You're killing it.
Oh, it's one of the beautiful parts of working for an organisation that has the same values as you, is that you get to meet lots of people with the same values. And so we got to film a series about what it's like being young queer people in Australia. And I think the key component of the series was that queer joy, talking about what it means to be part of a community that loves and supports you, what it means to discover yourself and to keep discovering yourself. You don't just wake up one day and you fully know who you are, it's a continuous journey. So it was a really awesome series to put out, and it's on the Headspace YouTube channel if anyone would like to check it out, and I'm totally not biased.
You keep saying that, Grace, but I don't know.
It sounds like an amazing resource. So how can young people and their families get support for mental health if they think that they need it?
So I guess it really depends on, you know, where the young person feels safe to ask for support. Usually you'd go to a GP and have a chat first about, you know, what's happening in your life and, hey, I think I might need some extra help. But you can also go directly to a Headspace Centre and start the conversation about what you think you might need in terms of support. So whether it's, you know, you want to see a psych or you want to see a counsellor or a social worker or an occupational therapist, we have a whole wide range of supports. It can be really hard to start the conversation at times. But for me, having, you know, started that conversation a couple of years ago now, it was one of the most worthwhile things I've ever done, to put my hand up and say, I'm not doing okay. I'd like to get some support. And I wouldn't be here doing stuff for the community now if I didn't.
Well done. And thanks,
Grace,
for
you are
up too.
Yeah, you are such a beautiful example of queer youth that we have today that are making change and really putting your best foot forward. So we really appreciate all the work you do and for chatting with us on Joy Drive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Grace. And don't forget that Headspace website is headspace.org.au, where you can find the Outspoken initiative there. That's Headspace Youth Mental Health Foundation's Grace Scholl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.